This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the reasons the crash of Flight 302 has led to so much international concern about the MAX 8 is that Ethiopian Airlines isn't some small budget airline. It's big. It's well-respected. It's an international carrier with a history that goes back to the end of the Second World War. And as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports, it is also arguably the most significant company in the Horn of Africa, both economically and culturally.
In the U.S., the president doesn't typically show up for an airport opening a new terminal, but that's what happened in Ethiopia in January. People celebrated as Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed cut the ribbon on the new international terminal at the Bole Airport in the country's capital, Addis Ababa, expanding Ethiopian Airlines hub to about the size of Dulles Airport outside Washington, D.C. Abiy linked the airport's expansion with that of Ethiopia's economy, praising it but saying the country still has far to go. Ethiopia was sub-Saharan Africa's fastest-growing economy last year. It's trying to drive that growth through state investment, and the airline is its crown jewel. Analyst Craig Jenks likens Ethiopian in size to Canada's WestJet.
It is widely regarded as a well-run, well-managed, well-operated company.
The company's passenger count has quadrupled over the past decade. It has over 100 international routes, and its revenue is equivalent to almost 5% of Ethiopia's entire GDP. Economist Adugna Lemi at the University of Massachusetts says via Skype that it's not just the country's economy, but its national pride that's tied up in the airline.
If something happens, something like this, it is not considered just as some accident happened on some company. It's considered as the symbol of the country.
After yesterday's crash, Ethiopia's parliament immediately declared a national day of mourning. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.